Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and segment number two coming your way here with Fort Riley. We've got Moon Lake Fishing Derby we're going to be previewing here in this next segment. Leanne Slinger is our guest. She's a supervisory recreational specialist, if I remember right. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Well, I did my homework. and she's with the MWR office, which stands for Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. And this is a fishing derby that's coming up, April 17th? That's a week from Saturday, if I remember right.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
So we're going to have the second annual fishing derby. So last year when we reopened from COVID, this was actually the first event that we had on Fort Riley reopening. It's a safe outdoor activity, very family friendly. It's also friendly for, any single soldiers that might want to come out that are still looking for things to do as the weather, begins to get a little bit nicer day by day. So this year, it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Moon Lake on Fort Riley installation. The event is open to the Department of Defense, cardholders, military families, retirees, and families of soldiers as well.
All right. Where's Moon Lake located at?
So Moon Lake is located on Fort Riley. It's, I guess you can kind of say it's down on Main Post per se. It's a beautiful lake with three pavilions on it. So it's a very, very nice location to be able to access. Visitors that fish at Fort Riley, whether it's during the fishing derby or during their spare time, they do need to log into Fort Riley iSportsman. That's just a way that, everyone's able to kind of track the usage and also help maintain the beautiful space as well.
Okay. And who's able to participate in this? I guess you've kind of already stated that. Let's talk about the age categories of people who can participate.
Yeah. So we're going to have categories from 13 and under, I believe, or 12 and under, which is going to be our kiddo category. And then 13 and up, we're going to have as the adult category. The categories we have are going to be first catch, biggest fish, and smallest fish. And we're going to have prizes for each category.
Awesome. Well, people get some pretty nice catches out there usually.
Oh, yeah. Last year there was a 30-inch catfish that was caught. And it was probably 3/4 of the length of the little kiddo that caught it. So it's actually quite fun to see.
Oh, how fun. I took my kids fishing last year and they had a blast. So I imagine that's going to be a lot of fun for those kids. You mentioned it's free. Do you need a fishing license to participate?
So it's actually going to be $5 per person. Last year it was free, but this year it's going to be $5 per person. And yes, since it's not the Kansas State Fishing Day, everyone is required to have a Kansas State fishing license.
Okay. What are some of the rules in place as part of the pandemic mitigation efforts?
As far as that goes, we're just making sure that groups are staying at least 6 foot away. And if they're staying less than 6 feet away, then everyone is still required to maintain a mask at all times, but still enforcing the social distancing. Everyone is required to bring all of their own equipment and as well as their own bait. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. So, people spread out around the lake, it pretty much distances themselves in a good fishing spot. But we are going to have some distance markers placed around the lake, just as more of a visual of this is what 6 feet looks like. Because I guess sometimes outside, spaces look a little different than it might inside.
Sure. Yeah. Well, as far as getting registered for the event, how do people take part in that?
Yeah. So folks can call our Outdoor Adventure Park at 785-239-5412 and register over the phone with us. And it's only the fishers that are going to need to pay $5. So their registrants are capped at 50. So that means if we have a group of three with mom, dad, and a kid, but the kid is the only one that's going to be fishing, the kiddo will be the only one that was required to pay $5. And register over the phone. It is only going to be pre-registration only, and that's just so we can contain how many people will be attending the event.
All right. Are there any other activities the MWR office has that you want to highlight?
Absolutely. So next month, we have a brand new event that I think is going to be really cute and exciting. So we have a military work dog honor run. So honoring all of the military work dogs that serve in military installations across the world, not just Army, but every other branch that may use the military work dog, and also their sacrifices they make and their hard work that they do. So there will be a military work dog demonstration on site. It's going to be a fun run and slash walk. So the run is going to be taking place from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then the registered walkers will come from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So that is going to be capped as well at 50 participants per hour. And it is a dog friendly event. So participants are welcome to register their pets as well to participate. But if participants do want to register and bring their own pets, they do need to bring them in so that way they can be tested for aggression and other things just to make sure the community will still be safe. And then they will need to provide documentation such as updated shots and so on and so forth.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. And again, reminder that the fishing derby, the Moon Lake Fishing Derby, is a week from Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 11. And the cost is $5 for participation. It is capped at 50, so you want to make sure to register ahead of time. Leanne, thank you so much, and sounds like a great opportunity here coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Stay tuned. We're going to continue in focus after this with some guests from the Manhattan Housing Authority and others. Stay tuned.